In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is on his way. At any moment, the clouds will carry him back, and he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All will stand before him, and you will have to give an answer for every careless word spoken. The signs are all there. Wars and rumors of wars, chaos on earth, apprehension among men. You know how to read the stock market or the tension within a conversation. Do you know how to read the signs of his coming? Can you call yourself a Christian and then live as if Christ is not coming soon? Look at man's actions. The love of many has grown cold. Has your love grown cold? Listen to their tweets, their words, their posts. Sin has taken its hold. It won't be that much longer. Are you ready to stand before him today and to give an account of your management? Or are you still wasting his possessions? You are managers. A manager does not carry out his own will, but the will of another. We think that wealth provides stability, but Christ says we are to use our wealth to make friends for ourselves. That is, we are to be merciful and generous as God himself is. We own nothing, but we seek to carry out the will of him who owns all things. Pharaoh cannot take his treasures with him, and neither can you. You leave everything to those who follow you. And who knows whether they will be good or bad, whether they will use it diligently or waste it. So you are not free to do as you want with nature, with money, with possessions, with your family, with your time, or even with your own body. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. So glorify God in your body. Recognize the importance of today. There is little time. He is returning soon. How foolish to act that Christ is not returning today. How foolish to assume that we won't die today. You don't know the day or the hour. Neither can you extend your life beyond what is set. Have you not seen how fragile life is? Have you not recognized how quickly life can turn upside down? Here one moment, gone the next. Healthy today, hospitalized tomorrow. None of us, not even the youngest of us, will escape it. No one is immortal. All must give an account to him who judges the heart. So what will you say? That you used your voice to build up or to tear down? That you were content with his gifts or that you were daydreaming about other things? That your heart was quick to forgive or still held on to grudges? Don't abuse the gifts of God. Don't neglect his patience, as Israel did. The Lord is patient, but he will not be patient forever. He is coming soon. He had saved Israel with a mighty outstretched arm, and they built a golden calf. He fed them with manna from heaven, and they grumbled against him. So in one day, 23,000 of them died. On other days, serpents killed, and the destroyer brought death. They thought that they had time because they were sons of Abraham. They abused the patience of God by living as if God were not their judge, and they could live however they wanted. Yet recall what God told Moses. Let me alone that my anger may burn hot against them and I may consume them in order that I may make a great nation of you. What makes you different from them? How many sins must you commit before you merit hell? Is it not just one? So why are you shocked when trouble comes? Do you not recognize that the Lord has called you in this very moment to give an account in his presence of how you have managed things? Do you not realize that he is here? You deserve his temporal punishment, as you confess at the beginning of this service. Do not think that you're a good person who deserves only good things from God. Do not be like Israel. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. When he accuses you, don't walk away. Don't search for a voice that makes you feel good. He is at war with your fallen flesh so that you might be saved on the day of judgment. So also should you strive against your flesh. The manager knew his time was short. First he looked at himself, but then he quickly realized he could not save himself. The solution must come from outside of him. Interestingly enough, he turns to his master. He knew his master was merciful, kind, and generous, and so he quickly went to the renters. He doesn't wait a week or a month. He doesn't take time for himself to recalibrate his life. Immediately he renegotiates new contracts, and the tenants are quick to go along with it because they also know the character of the master, that he is kind, generous, and gracious. And they are not disappointed. He lets the contracts stand. So what has the manager done? He has staked everything on the goodness of his master. The one who condemns you is the only one who can save you. He exposed your faults and shown your selfish, wasteful behavior because the time is short. But he is patient. So to whom shall you go? Christ alone has the words of eternal life. Don't try to figure out what you must do to make it up to him, but confess your sins and he will forgive you. Recognize the character of your master. He is love. He is grace. He is mercy. He died in your place. He does not want to condemn you, but to save you. Stake your very life on his goodness and his mercy. Ask him for forgiveness, and he will not only cut your debt in half, but he will mark your account paid in full. Don't you see his heart bleeding on Calvary? Don't you see his blood poured from his holy wounds into this chalice? He wants to cancel your debt and restore you to your former position as manager over his creation. And he won't go back on his mercy. He won't undo his verdict or change your bill or alter his word. Now, this is not just right or fair that you should go free and Christ should die. But it's grace, mercy, and love. He must be true to his own heart, and only the cross reveals his heart. Risk your very salvation on his mercy. Stake all that you are, all that you have on him, and you will not be disappointed. Do not be like Israel. Don't waste his gifts. Don't test his patience. Tomorrow may never come. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day he has called you into his divine presence. Be prudent today by recognizing the gravity of today and of each day. And then focus on where God's mercy is found, in Christ. So the manager is praised because he had the foresight that allowed him to see where his help was found, in his master. Christ encourages us to emulate this foresight. The world knows how to bend the rules, to play the game, to beat the system, to get whatever they want. We are not to imitate their behavior, but their drive. He wants us to live like Christ is coming soon, to act quickly and without delay. This calls for faithful stewardship of all that we have, fleeing sin, pursuing godliness, and trusting solely in the goodness of our Master. How foolish for a Christian to live like Christ is not coming today. Your goal is heaven. Only God's mercy can bring you there. Trust in him. Receive him. He is coming soon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.